those messages as well.
President Trump tweets about the impeachment inquiry. Republicans' rights have been taken away and true facts are not being allowed out for the public to see. The FBI says it's important to close out every murder case possible for the families and victims of a serial killer in prison in California.
The FBI confirms that crime analysts believe Samuel Little's confessions to 93 murders nationwide between 1970 and 2005 are all credible, with 50 murder cases, nearly all women, confirmed, making him the deadliest serial killer in U.S. history.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. America's listening to Fox News.
Thomas Weather, brought to you by Caravita Village, where they lead the way in senior living. Cruise into retirement. Schedule a tour at caravitavillage.com today.
Well, hi, everybody. We're going to be enjoying a nice string of days this week. Certainly much more tolerable than the last couple of weeks. Today, a good bit of sunshine. Can't rule out a stray shower somewhere in the area. High in the upper 80s, but it's going to be tolerable. Clear to partly cloudy tonight. Overnight low temperatures 66. That's nice. Tomorrow and Thursday, lots of sun. Should be dry. Upper 80s daytime, 60s at night. Friday night into early Saturday, could be a couple of showers as the next cool front arrives. The second cool front of the week. Behind it is the nicest air of the fall season so far. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. It's election day in Montgomery. The race for mayor and three city council seats are headed to runoffs. Stephen Reed and David Woods are facing off for mayor. Polls are open from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. Elmore County Sheriff Bill Franklin says a 3.5-year-old girl was found dead in a pond Monday morning off Mitchell Creek Road in the Redland community. The child's aunt says she lost sight of her outside. A bloodhound led investigators to the girl's body in a nearby pond. And Lead Academy's board voted unanimously Monday morning to hire Ibrahim Lee as its new principal. Lee is a former Montgomery educator and a current member of the Alabama Public Charter School Commission. Lee was one of 27 applicants. An official start date has not been announced. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hard work is in our DNA. We're up before the sun, and we don't stop until the job is done right. And nothing stops us, not the wind or rain. We depend on the strength of our crew and the Carhartt work gear that goes as hard as we do. From water-repellent jackets to heavy-duty flannel shirts and the toughest canvas pants, it's gear that's built to work. We're up against the elements, and we thrive. Carhartt at Boot Barn Work. What's stopping you?
Did you know a fire department responds to a fire every 24 seconds? This Fire Prevention Month, First Alert is reminding you to install smoke and CO alarms on every level and in every bedroom of your home. And always remember to test your alarms regularly and replace the batteries every 6 months. To eliminate the need for battery replacements, install 10-year sealed battery alarms. Learn more about reliable protection you can trust at firstalert.com/fireprevention month and visit Lowe's stores today.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A husband and wife from Wetumpka called because their cash flow was a bit sickly. The Mrs., who was a nurse, told us they weren't able to breathe life back into their savings. And that's where Alabama Home Mortgage stepped in.
Alabama Home Mortgage lowered their rate by 2%, saving them $380 a month. And check this out. They were able to pay off $22,000 in credit card debt.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly burden much sooner than you thought ever possible.
Folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com and apply today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal housing lender.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Join Beer Talk 93.1 on the Midway at the Alabama National Fair, October 4th through the 14th. Win free prizes. Meet the on-air personalities. See you at the Alabama National Fair, where News Talk 93.1.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The president is facing sharp criticism for his plan to pull U.S. forces out of northern Syria.
Democrats are preparing to take drastic and unprecedented steps in order to protect the identity of the whistleblower.
The director of the FBI is warning Facebook is at risk of becoming a pedophile's paradise. This is if it allows to encrypt material that all of you users post.
The NBA is trying to minimize damage after an international incident that started when an executive publicly supported anti-government protesters in Hong Kong.
Unilever says it will attempt to cut in half all of its plastic consumption that it uses in its products by 2025.
He's 95 years old, but neither that nor a nasty fall kept former President Jimmy Carter from inspiring America.
I took 14 stitches in my forehead. It's one priority, and that was to come to Nashville to build houses.
I guess all of us have had the experience of getting into a discussion and coming up with the right answer 2 hours later when we're all alone. I'll be right back. My award for someone who thought of the right answer while the discussion was still going on is a young man named Brad Lanaweaver, a member of Young Americans for Freedom at Pennsylvania State University. He has written of an encounter on the campus with a pretty young lady who believes socialism is the answer to our problems. His own philosophy was self-evident because he was wearing a button that proclaimed, "Cut down big government." With the cool breeze stirring her hair, she asked what Brad described as her ace-up-the-sleeve question. Even you right-wingers don't want to starve. Wouldn't you like a guarantee that you won't ever go hungry? Brad knew that if he admitted to this, she'd follow with, "So why not such a guarantee for shelter, medicine, and all the rest?" He paused, and then gave her the victory she was seeking. Or so she thought. He said, "Sure, I'd like to lay my hands on everything I can get." "Oh," she said, "but the state is the closest you can come to such a guarantee." Brad described her as braced for a counterattack involving the magic of the market mechanism. But he threw another curve. "Sure," he said, "I grant that. There's something more. I'd like a guarantee of shelter and medical treatment and even some recreation." She must have thought she had a convert. A little shocked, she spoke, "But that's what we support. Why are you wearing that button?" She meant, of course, that cut-down big government button. Brad wasn't finished. He said to her, "I would also like a yacht." Somewhat defeated, she answered, "Well, if you're not going to be serious about it." "But I am," Brad said as earnestly as he could. "I would really and truly like a yacht. Also a seaside villa." "Look," she said sternly, "you know what I'm talking about. Sharing. I'm not interested in your greedy daydreams. I'm asking what everyone should have." "All right," Brad answered, "I understand. Let everyone have a yacht." "But how?" she asked lucidly with the first sign of a rational thought. "Don't bother me with that," he said. "There'll be a way, I'm sure. Just so everyone has a yacht. However, there is one more thing I would like." "What?" she asked. "Two yachts." Brad wrote that she looked rather unpleasant at that point, and he feared for his safety. Then she declared, "It's people like you who keep socialism from working." And Brad agreed. "Yes, quite right. Perhaps if people like me were put away somewhere, socialism would have a chance." By now, she was really glaring as she tried to think of an answer. Brad continued, "But there's still one problem. How many are there like me?" "Well, not as many as you think," she said, and walked away. And then Brad came up with a really appropriate last line. He wrote, "There she's wrong, and that's why she's a socialist." How right he is. Socialists ignore the side of man that is of the spirit. They can provide shelter, fill your belly with bacon and beans, treat you when you're ill, all the things that are guaranteed to a prisoner or a slave. They don't understand that we also dream. Yes, even of sometime owning a yacht. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, Here's Dan Morris.
Well, welcome aboard, everyone, to Sun 93.1 FM. Before we go any further,
yes,
let us do the name game.
Jamecia Cook.
Jamecia? What a name.
Jamecia.
I think you did all right.
Jamecia Cook. You need to call 396-5477 within the hour for your chance to qualify to win a
$1,000.
$1,000?
That's like
1-0-0-0-0? Yeah, $1,000 gift card to Dylan Rings on Brown Springs Road.
So 1-0-0-0.
Yeah, Jamecia Cook. Call 396-5477 to win that $1,000 gift card to Dylan Rings.
So I'm going to down 178 points. I want to tell you something. It is gorgeous outside. 81 degrees this morning. It was 64. Woke up to sunrise sitting out on my deck. Birds are chirping, squirrels are playing around. It was magnificent this morning. Magnificent all this morning. Not just at sunrise, but it was great. Got a lot of work done, radio show and financial work done, and it was really, really good. Well, there's something going on today. I don't know if you've heard.
Yeah, I've heard a little bit about it.
I went and voted at Huntington, and in the last election, they voted 2,524. When I was there at 11 o'clock, they voted 770. And there's going to be a little bit of a drop-off. That was a very high turnout precinct. Huntington's turnout was 40.63%. That's a pretty healthy number. So we'll see what happens in the fullness of time.
Yes, and you know, you have to worry that, you know, some of the controversy around the election center and whatnot might spur more people to go vote, but it's already expected low turnout with the runoff, and I worry that some of the whatever's been in the press is making some people stay home. I don't think they should, because, I mean, people talk about how much voting counts. It really does at the local level, at these local elections. A few votes can make a lot of difference.
It really does. This election is a very important one. So whichever way you're going to vote, the main thing is get out and vote. Let your opinions be heard. 272-9228. So David Woods did call in and confirm that Hardwood did stay.
Yes.
The point.
Right.
So we won't run that spot. Boy, do we have some stuff going on here or what?
Whew.
By the way, if you're voting, I would love to know what the count is. Go, if you have multiple machines, get a count from both machines. Call me and tell me what your precinct is, and then the count. And then I can take it from there. Representative Omar.
Oh, no, yeah.
Files for divorce after allegations.
Well, there's an awful lot of evidence that Congresswoman Ilhan Omar married her own brother illegally, as a kind of immigration fraud. But that's not the only drama in her personal life. Now Omar has filed for divorce from her next husband. This comes after allegations of an affair with a political consultant. Chief Breaking News correspondent Trace Gallagher has more on the story.
She filed for divorce on Friday, her 37th birthday, and court documents obtained by our corporate cousin, New York Post, says she is seeking joint custody of their children, appropriate child support, and to split the marital assets. Pretty basic stuff. Court papers also say Representative Omar says the marriage had a, quote, irretrievable breakdown. Unclear if that breakdown involved a D.C. consultant named Tim Minette, whom she was allegedly having an affair. But just a few weeks ago, Minette filed court papers denying the affair, which is curious considering his estranged wife, Dr. Beth Minette, says her husband fully admitted it. And Mrs. Minette was furious, saying her husband put their 13-year-old son in danger by publicly introducing the boy to Omar, who, quote, at the time had garnered a plethora of media attention, along with death threats, one rising to the level of arresting the known would-be assassin that same week. Beth Minette says the affair began while her husband was working for Ilhan Omar's campaign, and now conservative watchdog groups have filed complaints with the Federal Election Commission because Omar's campaign reportedly paid Tim Minette and his firm $230,000 for things like fundraising, travel expenses. The question now is whether those funds were used to pursue the affair. Ilhan Omar married Ahmed Hirsi in a religious ceremony back in 2002. They separated in 2008, then legally married last year. Omar, as you said, also accused of marrying her biological brother so he could obtain American citizenship.
Okay, that's a lot of information.
That's a lot there, yeah.
Okay, so they met in 2002, and married in 2002, separated in 2008, then remarried.
Right.
And then she married her brother so he could become a U.S. citizen. There's so many things wrong with it.
So many
things. Do you remember Omar and her her accent, her Somalian accent of how no one is above the law? I wonder if she's going to apply that to herself.
Yeah, and I'm not surprised.
Because the other thing, let me tell you what happens with these things, the people that falsify marriages, the question is what she put on her tax return.
Mm.
Because if she was supposed to be single and she marked down married, that's a major, major no-no.
Boatload of trouble. And as for the alleged affair, not surprised by any profession where you're working long hours, you often travel a lot, you're usually closer to your work staff than you are necessarily your family. I'm not surprised by any means.
You're not? Let's go to Randy from Snowden. Randy from Snowden, hey. How are you today, my friend?
Hey, guys, just enjoying this cool weather.
Isn't this nice?
It is great. I wish it stayed like this year round. That Omar, she's got more skeletons in her claw than a serial killer, don't she?
Let me tell you, when I first played it, I had to go back and play it about three times because there was so much information in there. I was going to go, okay, marriage number one, separated, marriage number two, married her brother, and filed for divorce. I'm going like, man. This is some serious.
Where does she keep finding all these garbage men?
And that makes me dizzy, gentlemen. I'll be honest with you. But I was calling. The main reason I was calling, guys, is that this election, this mayoratorial election, that is going to have a low voter turnout is going to be a bad thing, or maybe a sad thing, because I don't think really the people understand him from my standpoint of what is going to take place and what the new era of Montgomery, government's going to be. I'm a little scared and leery of this whole thing. So I hope that people get out and vote for David Woods and to keep this city in the right track that it's in, because I'm a little concerned.
What's your standpoint in looking at this?
My standpoint is that they're going to, I think if there's a new government that comes to town, it's going to be, being as I know your people that he picked in his government circle, as I'll call it. And I honestly believe that the downtown revitalization that's really, rocking Montgomery in a good way is going to head south, and they're going to be looking more out to the areas that the Montgomery has that may not be where our money needs to be spent, our tax money, that is.
Interesting. That would be a shame if somebody made a mistake along those lines. That would be pretty pretty paramount.
Well, I'm just a little concerned, so I just want to ask everybody to get out and vote for David Woods if you can, because we don't need any Joe Reed syndromes in Montgomery anymore right now. And y'all have a good day.
Thanks, Randall. Appreciate you.
All right.
272-9228, that's where we are. Man.
Do you think Trump likes being able to fight instead of just Joe Biden? Do you think Trump likes being able to fight like Ilhan Omar, AOC, and, Adam Schiff in particular being his main opponent right now?
He is tearing Adam Schiff up.
Well, and speaking of that, did you see the thing over the weekend that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez accused the president of?
What?
For going after Adam Schiff, Shifty Schiff, and Jerry Nadler. AOC accused the president of anti-Semitism. He's going after the two Jewish members, prominent members in our caucus. It's like, well, Alexandria, hey, little Alex, they are leading the investigation against him. It's amazing.
Let me tell you what, there's so much that AOC doesn't know is unbelievable. I mean, I'm sorry to even say that.
What's the line your old boss used to say, they know so much that just isn't so?
We're going to get into all this political stuff, I promise you. And if you've got a report from the Post, we'd love to hear from you. The National Basketball Association, NBA.
Yeah,
in China.
This is a heck of a story, and I have an addendum to it after we do this as well.
Let's play the first cut from CBS Morning.
Now Beijing is calling for a boycott of the Rockets, one of the most popular NBA teams in China. Ramy Innocenzi is in Hong Kong, where he's been covering the protests. Ramy, the NBA seems to be trying to win over critics on both sides of the debate. How's that going?
Just to put this into perspective, the NBA says China has almost twice as many pro basketball fans in the country than there are, get this, in the United States itself in total. Now the league is trying to do damage control and really working overtime to try to protect its reputation on both sides of the Pacific.
I don't think it's inconsistent on one hand to be sympathetic to them and at the same time stand by our principles.
Speaking in Japan, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver played both sides by trying to salvage his relationship with China and defend freedom of speech after a league executive's public support of anti-government protesters in Hong Kong.
There are consequences from that exercise of in essence, his freedom of speech. And, you know, we will have to live with those consequences.
Okay. So China isn't real happy that some members of the NBA, particularly the management group, have come out in support of Hong Kong. And so they're basically going to cut off the channel of going. I didn't realize. Okay, so I learned something new today. I didn't know NBA was big in China.
Yeah, they've made a big push into China.
When I went to China, there was nobody that could dunk a basketball that I ever saw. I mean, it just, it's under the category of, boy, what you don't know. And this is one of those categories of what I didn't know. I did not know that they have as many NBA supporters in China as almost we do in America. Of course, when you're dealing with a billion right. people, you have kind of a head start. This is unbelievable.
Well, and it's more than the NBA who's been banned by China, but more on that after this story.
Let's continue the second half of this. Listen to the numbers here.
Houston Rockets superstar James Harden played to the Chinese fans, offended by his general manager Daryl Morey's tweet supporting the protests.
We appreciate the support that they give us individually and as an organization. So, we love you.
The Rockets have long been the adoration of Chinese fans ever since Chinese superstar Yao Ming took the NBA by storm in 2002. Yao is now the president of the Chinese Basketball Association and has suspended the league's relationship with the Rockets. Several Chinese businesses followed suit. CBS Sports lead NBA analyst Bill Ryder.
When the Chinese government is offended, they will use their considerable financial might, and they're going to continue to do that to the Rockets. They're going to isolate them.
But China fired back this morning, saying it would immediately suspend its sports channel broadcast arrangements of the NBA preseason. A statement said, "We are strongly dissatisfied and opposed Adam's claim to support Morey's rights of free expression. We believe that any speech that challenges national sovereignty and social stability is not within the scope of freedom of speech." Ryder says the NBA has to walk a fine line in protecting its brand.
Whatever American principles you bring to the table, including free speech, you check that at the door if you want to do business with China.
Silver will try to mend fences with officials in China tomorrow to try to find so-called mutual respect of each country's beliefs. But there is really so much riding on this for the NBA. For example, that includes a $1.5 billion streaming deal with a Chinese company, along with a massive online fan base that rivals the United States.
Man!
It's unreal. Here's the addendum, Dan. My roommate showed me last night.
Addendum Dan, like that.
Yeah. My roommate showed me last night, I hadn't watched it in ages, the latest South Park episode.
Yeah.
It starts with a dad. Randy Marsh has a new pot farm in Colorado, and he's like, I have a brilliant idea. I'm going to expand it to the Chinese market. So he gets on a plane, and on the plane are all these like Marvel characters, like Thor, like all these Disney characters.
Yeah.
And NBA players are on the plane, and he gets there, and they at customs arrest him and put him in a concentration camp and are shocking him and making him read, I love the Communist Party. And he throws it in jail, and in jail across from him, the cell across from him is actual Winnie the Pooh with Piglet. Like, why are you in jail? Well, some people said in China said I look like the Chinese president. So they threw me in jail. Anyway, the whole episode's about how Disney and NBA and all these folks are selling out to get into the Chinese market. So China, in response to that episode, banned all South Park in China. And so here's what Trey Parker, Matt Stone, the creators of South Park, they put out in a quote-unquote apology today.
Sorry.
Here's their apology. Quote, like the NBA, we welcome the Chinese censors into our homes and into our hearts. We too love money more than freedom and democracy. She doesn't look like just like Winnie the Pooh at all. Tune into our 300th episode this Wednesday at 10. Long live the Great Communist Party of China. May this autumn's sorghum harvest be bountiful. We good now, China.
We good now.
It's so,
I like that.
I even if you don't like South Park, guys, check out South Park. It is the best social commentary I've seen on this issue in a long time.
Here's something that Investor Business Daily had on this is that, you know, when you buy an NBA jersey, the NBA gets a cut of that, the franchise, whoever team it is, and then the player gets a cut of it. Well, there are all these knockoffs that are in Japan, I mean, China, where they are just, they're producing right. these, and they're not paying any royalties and any of this stuff. And wait till they figure out, man, they're ripping us off.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Can we hit a call here?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Let's go to Alan. Alan, welcome aboard to the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan. Hey, Joey.
Alan, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing wonderful today, and you?
I am great, because it's lovely outside.
It's gorgeous. Just voted over on Coliseum Boulevard at the library. They said it had a steady flow all day. It looked like about 800 so far.
How many machines there?
Three.
800, that's a good number. That they voted 1,742 last time, so you're almost halfway there, and half of the day is over. I appreciate you calling in, Alan.
All right, thank you, Dan.
You have a good one. Michelle?
Hey, Dan, how are you?
I am really good. How are you, my dear?
Doing good. I just voted at Sturbridge, and there were two machines, and added together, they were at 444.
Let me see if I can find it. 444, they voted 886 before, so that is a little over half, or right at half. Was there there's not a runoff there for the city council, is there?
No, there was just, I just voted for one thing.
Was it easy getting in and out?
Yes, there was two people in front of me, and traffic wasn't bad, and there were some parking spaces left, so it wasn't bad.
Where do you vote in Sturbridge?
They had it set up at the clubhouse.
Okay, that's what I thought. It was the only place I could think of. I guess.
Yeah, that's the first time that we voted at the club, well, other than the last, you know, runoff in August, but prior to that, for the other elections, we usually vote at Taylor Road Baptist Church.
Cool. Well, that's great that you can get in and out. I like this new system, as long as nobody can tamper with it.
Yes. It runs very well, so it's much easier getting in and out than it used to.
Michelle, thank you so very much for the information. I want you to have a wonderful day. Enjoy this nice weather.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you. Going to be back right after this.
In your pocket? Download the Newstalk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Quiet, smooth ride, spacious cabin, impressive technology, and plenty of storage. That's the new 2019 Ram truck at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. I'm Dick Brubaker, and this month only during Ram Power Days, you can save over $10,000 on select new 2019 Ram trucks and make no payment for 90 days. Over $10,000 in savings and no payments for 90 days at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Equipped with the nicest interior of any American vehicle today, the new 2019 Ram 1500 works great as a luxury vehicle or as a work truck. It has more towing capacity, more rear seat space, and luxury comfort. Ram Power Days brings savings over $10,000 and no payment for 90 days at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Better vehicles, better service, better pricing. It's a better buy at Brubaker.
Plus tax, tag, title, and fees. Must finance through Grow Financial with approved credit. Stock number R9154. See dealer for complete details. Offer expires September 30th, 2019.
Hey, y'all, it's Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar right down here on this beautiful Alabama River. Let's talk about the river. And if you want to get down here and rent you a pontoon boat, bring you a crowd and a crew with you, it's a pretty river and have a good time. We can fix you up. All you need is a driver's license and a credit card. Let's talk about good food. Let's talk about the fried shrimp, fried oysters, fried scallops, catfish. There's whole catfish. Everybody goes for the fillets. I recommend the wholes. I'm telling you, whole catfish are good eating. Talk about Sunday afternoon, y'all. This Sunday from Minneapolis, Minnesota, Miss Joy Ann Parker and her band will be in town. That's right. First time Joy Ann's been here. We're excited about that. Love us some new blues. And let's talk about some more news on the river. That's right. We're doing a little soft opening for the RV park. So come down here, check it out. Bring your trailer, your camper with you. Come on down, and we're going to have a lot of fun down here. So check it all out, CapitalOysterBar.com. We got a menu and everything that goes on down here. Y'all get on down here soon. Come hungry because we're looking for you.
Tonight, the clock is ticking on an all-new Fox Tuesday. First on The Resident.
We need to lock the ER down now.
Will the doctors betray their oath to save an innocent man?
I am doing the most good for the greatest number of people.
Then, how far will the Lion's enemies go to end the Empire?
I need Lucius Lion's grandchildren now.
All-new Empire after The Resident.
Tonight on Fox 20.
This is Frank Bertarelli with Bert's Tackle Box, located in Wetumpka, Alabama. We'd like to take this time to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their help in getting the name out of Bert's Tackle Box to the community. Thanks again, Blue Water Broadcasting, for all your great support and friendship.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Now being subpoenaed to testify in Congress, European Union Ambassador Gordon Sondland. He didn't show up today. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff also wants access to texts and emails he calls deeply relevant to the impeachment investigation.
We have requested those from the ambassador, and the State Department is withholding those messages as well.
President Trump tweets about the impeachment inquiry. Republicans' rights have been taken away, and true facts are not being allowed out for the public to see. The FBI says it's important to close out every murder case possible for the families and victims of a serial killer in prison in California.
The FBI confirms that crime analysts believe Samuel Little's confessions to 93 murders nationwide between 1970 and 2005 are all credible, with 50 murder cases, nearly all women, confirmed, making him the deadliest serial killer in U.S. history.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We're going to be enjoying a nice string of days this week. Certainly much more tolerable than the last couple of weeks. Today, a good bit of sunshine. Can't rule out a stray shower somewhere in the area. High in the upper 80s, but it's going to be tolerable. Clear to partly cloudy tonight. Overnight low temperatures 66. That's nice. Tomorrow and Thursday, lots of sun. Should be dry. Upper 80s daytime, 60s at night. Friday night into early Saturday, could be a couple of showers as the next cool front arrives. The second cool front of the week. Behind it is the nicest air of the fall season so far. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. That's where we are. We have a report from Peter Ducey on the campaign trail with the Democrats in Iowa.
Joe Biden says he will beat President Trump like a drum next November.
Yeah.
Biden is getting more aggressive in his rhetoric as he tries to fight off gains from Elizabeth Warren. Meanwhile, Bernie Sanders is resting up after last week's health scare. Correspondent Peter Ducey has that and all the latest campaign news tonight from Ames, Iowa.
Today in Iowa, Kamala Harris went back to school.
Look at how well you write. Look at you.
She's still one of the only candidates to confront Joe Biden about his record.
And that little girl was me.
But she won't do it again at the next debate, at least not concerning connections to Ukraine.
Leave Joe Biden alone.
Biden's latest attempt to convince primary voters his hands are clean comes in a Washington Post op-ed, which includes this line. Our first president, George Washington, famously could not tell a lie. President Trump seemingly cannot tell the truth about anything. The former VP insists he wants to focus on the issues, but the issues are missing from a new campaign commercial that focuses entirely on Trump.
We're not going to let Donald Trump choose a Democratic candidate.
A new Fox News poll of Democratic primary voters in South Carolina finds Biden building on his base there with a sizable lead over second place Elizabeth Warren, whose stump speech is under new scrutiny.
I was visibly pregnant. And the principal did what principals did in those days, wished me luck and hired someone else for the job.
But Elizabeth Warren wasn't passed over for being pregnant, according to Elizabeth Warren in 2007.
And I went back to graduate school and took a couple of courses in education and said, I don't think this is going to work out for me. And I was pregnant with my first baby.
As Warren and Biden deal with political pressure, and Bernie Sanders recovers from a heart attack, other contenders are searching for a way to stand out, like Cory Booker with his version of Stand Up.
I have the best dad jokes in the world. And so I tortured this child with every joke. Like, why did Tigger and Eeyore have their heads in the toilet? Because they were looking for poo.
And you can see the impeachment inquiry is not the only issue Iowa voters are concerned about. Kamala Harris is at the coffee shop behind us right now talking about gun control, doing whatever she can do to catch on as the clock ticks toward caucus day. Now, less than 4 months away.
That was a terrible joke.
I want Cory Booker to go away so much. So much. Just go away, Cory.
Well, he's made the grade for the next debate, too.
Yeah.
Which is, I'm sorry to hear. On the Elizabeth Warren thing, there's more information. The school released some information, said that she actually, they renewed her contract. And 2 months into her contract, she left.
So her sob story just isn't true?
It's not only not true, it's like bald-faced lie.
Out of whole cloth, yeah.
Yeah. Elizabeth Warren, it's amazing how the media lets her get away with this whole thing. So we'll see in the fullness of time, as they would say here.
You have at least 25 emails since...
I didn't touch it.
Siri likes you lately.
It does like me a lot, what can I say? And we're going to get more in depth of this thing. So what are they criticizing Donald Trump for doing? Coordinating with other countries for election campaign purposes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Interesting. Oh, by the way, the Braves lost yesterday.
Oh,
God,
yeah.
It was terrible. It was ugly. Now it's a match set. The decisive game will be Wednesday at 4:20.
Mm.
Man. It was rough. I was...
Because they were up in, like, the sixth inning, right? They were leading.
Yeah, what happened is they had, St. Louis had three single one-run homers in one inning, three. Then the Braves took the lead, and then this one relief pitcher, I do not like Jackson, he got in there, and they just pounded him. They took him out. And then we were running out of pitchers. We were in, as my boys and I say, free baseball. We were in extra innings, and our pitchers just weren't there. And we're going to be playing against their very best pitcher on Wednesday. So we'll see in the proverbial fullness of time. Okay, so the big thing is that Trump was collaborating with another country for campaign purposes.
Right.
Well, there was another president that did that also. His name was Bill Clinton. Listen to it.
Washington is panicking over the president's latest effort to create a rational foreign policy, but the Ukraine impeachment effort trudges forward. You've heard endlessly on cable news, it's unprecedented that the president would seek political gain from a conversation with a foreign leader. Well, turns out it's happened before. Back in 2000, we can report, President Bill Clinton had a conversation with Tony Blair of the UK and asked him directly to intercede in a dispute between British Airways and two American carriers. The president at the time was much more direct than President Trump was in his conversation with the Ukrainian leader. This is Bill Clinton back then. I'm quoting, in a political season, it would be big over here to get this open sore resolved. If you could have somebody take a look at it, he asked. Tony Blair responded that he would. Now, is this a big deal? Not really. Is it nakedly political? Is it an effort to use a foreign country to influence the outcome of an election in a presidential year? Well, yes, it is, obviously. Incidentally, it didn't take long for us to find that transcript. We only had to dig through old Clinton transcripts for about 15 minutes. They're all kept. They're all online, by the way. There are probably a lot more examples, and if we find them, we'll bring them to you. But the point is, anyone commenting on this, anyone staring at the screen, and there are countless people who fit this description, and telling you, this has never happened before, it's outrageous. None of them took the time to check. Because whenever they're telling you that something is without precedent, you can be certain it happens every day here.
That's true. By the way, and again, discussion last night, and my friends felt very sorry for me because of the Braves. This whole thing that we're getting into, that you're going to hear part of the Papadopoulos interview, we need to pick up a clip from yesterday, either the last one or the last two. But they've kind of walked into a proverbial knife here. Number one, the IG report allegedly happening fairly quickly. It'll be happening in 2 weeks. We've heard that before, but this seems it's finished, been delivered to Barr. People are checking off to say, yeah, you can sign up for this, including the FISA court, by the way. The FISA court is part of that.
Interesting.
And I have that from a very good source. And where they may have messed up here is they made this big thing about collaborating for political purposes. Well, what I think we're going to find out, and we're going to kind of get a glimpse of this, but I'm getting this from another source, and when I hear somebody talk about near subject matter, I kind of go, now I know what that means. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Barr's been going over talking to Italy, UK, and Australia. You're going to hear Papadopoulos say, when we get into his interview, that the Italians didn't want Trump to win. So they were trying to do what they could to not get Trump to win. That would be called election interference, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Same thing with Australia. Remember, the old prime minister got taken out, and the new, more Trump-like prime minister got put in. The old prime minister was the anti-gun, gun wound up and all that kind of stuff. And then UK had its kind of own little problems there, particularly their foreign minister in the U.S. Let's just say they wouldn't have gotten along very well. And also the head of the Exchequery, which is their equivalent of the Treasury. So I think what we're going to find out is that there are three countries that were aiding the Clinton campaign, oh really, and trying to stop Donald Trump in 2016. So all these things that everybody says, nobody's above the law, and they're interfering with other elections and you're asking them to do it, I think we're going to find out that all those things they're accusing Trump of, they actually did. The government officials trying to help Hillary Clinton to stop Donald Trump. Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. I noticed y'all have a new disclaimer on the radio. They're playing a lot. They just started that, what, the last couple of weeks?
No, a little longer than that, but yeah.
Yeah, the one that says that the station was responsible for the stupid things that Dan says?
Yeah. So I have a disclaimer of my own I would like to bring out. Can I give it for you?
Sure.
The views and opinions of this Catholic that went to St. Bede's on this station do not reflect the views and opinions of any other Catholics that went to St. Bede's, because I don't want people to persecute Joey for the things this crazy Catholic says, because he went to St. Bede's.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, y'all don't blame Joey for what I say.
We will not blame Joey or any other Catholic for that matter.
This is true. That's just me, the left-handed Catholic born on the 13th. So don't blame Joey. That's my disclaimer. I think we all need a disclaimer at this point, don't you?
Oh, yeah. And I don't like that one. Don't blame Joey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For
yeah.
The stupid things that Dan says.
Yes. We'll blame Dan. As far as the NBA goes, you know, this is a little bit something I've always worried about, thought about the Catholic Church in previous years. The Catholic Church goes in a country. They practice Catholicism. But they let the country do whatever they want and keep the laws that they have. And that's the way they have done business. That's the way the Catholic Church does business. And that's how they stay in all these countries that are not Catholic. NBA is in a similar situation. You go do business in a country, you play by their rules.
Of course.
So if they don't, this is no more welcome in China than it was when Colin Kaepernick took a knee on the field. Although the Chinese are wrong and they're ruthless, brutal, communist, the principle is the same, don't you think, guys? If you don't want to play there, don't go.
Yeah, and that's the whole thing, the hypocrisy of this deal, is that they're all for Kaepernick and what he did. They're all applauding him, but if you say something bad about the Chinese, no, don't do that, because you know what you're doing is you're messing with my wallet.
Yeah. And the NBA pulled the same thing on Charlotte with the bathrooms.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's time for sports to get out and stay out of politics.
Well, and WWE had to deal with this with Saudi Arabia right after they inked a 10-year, $1 billion deal.
The women's thing?
Yeah, well, there was the not just women's rights, but a Khashoggi's murder happened right before their first big event in Saudi Arabia. And they're still doing it. They're advertising for Crown Jewel, so they're sticking by the Saudis, the WWE and Vince McMahon is. So all these big companies that are doing business.
What happened with the women? And because I was reading this article, they were saying that certain rules are what they couldn't wear.
Oh, right. And if you watch WWE folks, you know, lovely women like Sasha Banks, Alexa Bliss, and Becky Lynch, they usually
stacked.
Yeah, and they're usually wearing, you know, sporty stuff, but it's scantily clad. You can see their stomach, you can see their legs, you can see their butt, all that stuff. And the Saudis don't like that, so. When they've gone to the Middle East before, they'll sometimes wear full body suits. But for these last two events, I don't even think the women took part. They just stayed away from it.
You mean they actually have lady wrestlers in Saudi Arabia?
Or they did in Dubai. In Saudi Arabia, they stayed away from it. Though there was a big uproar because the WWE showed a promo for their just general product.
Oh, and it had
the women in their usual outfits. And, yeah, the Saudi authorities weren't too happy about that.
We need some women in wrestling in burkas. That's got to be the most exciting thing in history. Golly, Moses.
This is our sponsor, the burka. Burkas are us.
Guys, we don't have to worry about any aliens ever coming to this planet. All they got to do is watch a few broadcasts and they go, hey, man, this part of the galaxy, if you're smart, you stay away from Earth.
Yeah, we're staying away from there.
Yeah. These guys will blow themselves up and they wrestle in burkas. So, now on that note, roll tide, go Trump. By the way, at Highland Garden this morning, the two boxes I checked were only 43 votes each. But that was at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
At Highland Gardens?
Yes.
Yeah, well, 43 each?
two boxes, and I asked the lady what the count was. She said 43 each, so there was only 86 people that by 9 o'clock.
That's actually pretty good, because you guys only voted 321 in the last election, so that's a quarter, and you'd only been open for an hour and a half.
Good. That's encouraging.
Let me ask you this. How are you digging this weather?
Oh, just gorgeous. Because a little bit humid today. We got just millions of these love bugs. That was what the rednecks call them. I don't know what
they're actually. Yeah, love bugs is what I call them. I guess I'm a redneck.
They really hanging around for about 3 or 4 months this year. They're really out today. And, you know, hey, I'm a pale redhead. They jump onto me like I'm a white truck. In painter's clothes. I mean, they're sticking to me all over the damn place.
Well, I'll tell you what, this morning was absolutely gorgeous.
It was.
Cup of coffee set outside.
Oh, that cool breeze. I just put a fan in the window. It was like a giant air conditioner.
I did the exact same thing. I opened up my sliding glass door, had a fan in the window. Once it broke the 72-degree mark, I was in. And got down to 64 this morning at my house.
Oh, and you sleep so good with that cool air blowing over.
Absolutely.
Man, it's just great. Well, we're cruising in the home stretch here, guys, so I think we're going to do good. I think Donald Trump's going to... I'm concerned about the court saying he can be impeached for lying to the American people. Did you go over that yet?
I have not gone over that because it's nonsensical to me. There's no foundation for that is going to pass any kind of vote in the Senate.
No, it didn't. So I thought it is ridiculous. This is a guy, and that's why nobody gives a damn about it.
Yeah, I mean, let me tell you something. They are so skirting all the facts of this whole thing, and I tell you, this is about to blow up on them. It is amazing the tone that's out there against the Democrats.
Oh yeah. Well, that's fine. Karma has its way of taking care of things, doesn't it?
Yeah, you can kiss Doug goodbye.
Good. Thank you. Roll Tide, go Trump.
Thanks for your time. News 793.1. Demo Show. We're going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Thank you for calling Tire City. This is Jared. How can I help you?
Jared, is it true?
Is what true?
That Tire City is now selling four tires for the price of three.
Absolutely. Buy three tires, get the fourth free.
You can't do that.
Yes, we can. We got a great deal on a truckload of tires, and we're passing the savings on.
Oh, come on, Jared. You must be losing your shirt on every sale.
Nah. Well, maybe so.
Hey, Jared, what happened to your shirt?
My Tires Expert Service.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of five great prizes.
Hi, is this Brittany?
Yes.
You won!
Yay!
You get a one-hour relaxation massage with aromatherapy every month for a year from Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon.
Awesome!
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon and Blue Water Broadcasting.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are on a Tuesday.
I must have been through about a million girls. I love a man, I leave.
We're expecting to hear from John Merrill after a top of the hour break to get a report of his observation of the city election. If you have a report of a of a box that you have voted in, make sure you get the machine count. If there's more than one machine, get both machines. All you have to do is walk by and look at it. It's a little number up in the upper left-hand corner, and we can kind of go from there. We don't have enough time for Rodney. Yeah, we do. Rodney.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How y'all doing?
Excellent. Beautiful day today.
All right. Joey, I missed you this morning. I know I gave you a promise, but I was in the middle of a field working on barbed wire this morning unexpectedly.
Well, listen when you can, though. Thank you, though, Rodney.
Yeah, I apologize for that, but I will get you. Guys, this is hilarious. It really is. The Democrats, guys, the Democrats are going to be not only in big trouble when all this these document drops, but if they keep up what they got going now, it's pretty clear that they're going to lose the 2020 election. And Lord help them, what Trump's going to do to them after he gets the House and the Senate. He's probably going to send every one of them that's involved in this to jail. So people thinking people ain't going to get prosecuted. Dan, what do you think about all this? Because I think Trump has now moved into his war-like posture against Democrats, what he warned them about. What do you think?
I think that Donald Trump is not going to get involved in it. I think he's going to let other people do the bidding for that. And we're going to learn a lot when we see the first IG report. And you're going to pick up some stuff out of the, particularly from Greg Jarrett and the George Papadopoulos. There's a bunch of stuff right. going on.
Yeah. What I'm concerned about is, I know I got a full outlook on this, but once we surpass the 2020 election, if Trump's reelected, and the House and the Senate are there, all this is going to be just about under the table. And if the Democrats keep up with this impeachment stuff, and they think they're going to impeach the president and just document it and set it there, I just got a funny feeling once we win the House and Senate and take the presidency, I think they're playing around with fire. I don't know if I want that going around with that, there, Dan. What do you think about that?
I think the thing that they're going to get hit with is not that. I think they're going to get hit with an election that could be devastating to them.
Yeah. I'm getting more and more to the point to where I'm not thinking it. It's looking about it. Look at Dan. I stop at eating a lot of restaurants along 65. I'm always in Louisiana. I spend time in Georgia, Mississippi, and I know some folks up there in New York too. And let me tell you, the coffee table talk right now is zero about impeachment inquiry. What the talk is about is people are fed up with the Democrats and the left and the media. That's the whole thing. So, I kind of agree with you there that, you know, there's going to be a lot of things going on that Trump is not going to be involved in with all of this. But I'm wondering what they're molding our president into, which I do believe that they already know they're going to lose. I mean, we had a senator out of Georgia a couple weeks back that they didn't impeach him, that they could forget it, that Trump was going to win the election. I know it doesn't mean that it's going to happen until it happens, but I just think it's a bad deal for the Democrats to think that if they do this and they run this up to the election and Trump wins, I'd like to know what they